That's music of Carl Nielsen from a play called The Mother. By the way, Sunday is Mother's Day. We heard members of a group called Oriole with The Fog is Lifting, The Children Are Playing, and Faith and Hope are playing. Faith and Hope in the form of flute and viola. Well, this is Let's Hear It here on Classical WMUK 89.9 FM. And as promised, we're going to preview tomorrow night's Art Hop now with the program's director of the Arts Council of Greater Kalamazoo, Bianca Washington Chungin, as well as a particular artist. She has many labels: political artist, writer, filmmaker, model, speaker. Maya James also on the line. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Thank you for staying on the line while we started the morning with a little music. And now we get to tell our listeners about what's going on tomorrow night and some extras. So I will start with you, Bianca. Tomorrow night, what time is Art Hop and where? Let's get the logistics going.
Yes. So Art Hop is at 6 p.m. until 8 p.m. And it's going to be, we have 9 artists on Bates Alley, right downtown Kalamazoo. Mm-hmm. And then we have close to 7 other businesses on Kalamazoo Mall and on North Burdick and Rose Street, right across from Bronson Park, which is Kalamazoo Defender. And we'll get to know more about who special people who are in there in Kalamazoo Defender in just a moment. those are the locations. And what's really, really cool is also we have an app that will help navigate through those areas downtown. And we have volunteers that will be at tables with sanitizing bottles and information about our programs, membership. And if you want to get on the app while you're downtown, we have those volunteers that will help navigate through how to get into that. And so we're excited to get started at 6 p.m. We have, again, DJ Todd Brown, who will be with us on Bates Alley, giving some nice tunes and ambiance to the space. And then State Theater has their artist who's going to also be downtown playing right on outside. And that's going to be really great to have that music kind of also cascade down through the mall. Mm-hmm. And so it's going to be a really fun time.
Hooray for live music and in-your-face art. Yes, it says here the State Theater has hired a blues band called Blue Veins to perform outside, so that will carry nicely. I just want to know a little bit about the development of your app. I mean, has that been in the works for some time?
Yes, it has. Probably we started in 2019. Actually, and then had the unfortunate, situation of COVID kind of pausing some development due to us not being able to have Art Hop in person. And it was, virtual only. And so we are excited to be launching the app again, kind of getting it back up to where we, we're working towards. And this is, a great time to do that. So we're excited to continue to offer this to the community and, have a different way to look at things, what's happening, because one of our core values is sustainability. And so it's important for us to continue to work within that vein. And, but if folks might be missing the brochure, because traditionally, in years past, we've had this beautiful layout of brochure of all the stops that you can, go to, but, that is going to be condensed down into an app, but we will have some information on the table in terms of who is involved, that evening. So if, you know, the capabilities of not kind of bringing up an app, you know, that's totally fine. Yeah. We have another option.
You're taking a step in a greener direction when you learn to use the Kalamazoo Art Hop app. And by the way, if you're don't head to the App Store, right? Don't go to iTunes. Don't go to the Google Android Play. Do not go to the App Store. It's simply a website that presents beautifully as an app.
Absolutely, yes, and that's KalamazooArtHop.org is where you can pop that up and be able to log in and produce your own login and then get onto it and see all the beautiful artists that are with us this Friday.
Again, visit the Kalamazoo Arts Council website. That's KalamazooArts.org. To find the page, and that page will tell you where everything is, but it's functioning as an app. I have learned how to do this, to take a web page and save it on my screen, on my smartphone screen, and it looks exactly like an app when when you accomplish that. So congratulations on, like I said, stepping in a greener direction and putting all of that information in one spot as you walk around with a smartphone, as most of us do. Again, the Art Hop starts tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. Our forecast is calling for highs in the 50s tomorrow, so a little bit chilly. A few layers might be a smart thing, but you'll get some steps in. You'll stretch your legs, as you said, Bianca, from Bates Alley to the mall, all the way down to State Theater. So that's the general circuit. Okay, well let's focus on the art, and why don't we start with Maya James? Maya, you're here with us today. I'm at your wonderful website, mayajames.weebly.com. Is it still accurate? You are a 22-year-old artist, Maya.
Yeah, I'm going to be 23 actually next week.
Oh!
So my birthday's coming.
Happy birthday! well, 22 is young, but how many years do you count yourself as being an artist?
Well, the urban legend from my family is that I started picking up chalk and playing with it and just drawing big illustrations in our front lawn when I was about 10 months old. And my dad is an artist, and his name's Rufus Snoddy, and he does a lot of really great work, and he was native to the Los Angeles area. So I've been doing art basically since I could breathe.
Oh my gosh.
So I feel professionally, though, I've been really honing in my craft for the past 5 to 6 years. I went to Interlochen as a high school student, and I was producing art then, but I finally kind of figured out that it was my calling around the past 5 or 6 years.
Oh my gosh, you could tell me so much about art that I don't know. It says you have some strong statements here, freedom, power, justice. You're using part of your identity as a way to frame your art. Would you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, so in general, I feel like my art is meant to represent Black people in all of their diverse and unique forms. So I feel like, especially Black women, we often to stereotype people of color and Black women as well into one kind of ideal stereotype or two or three kinds of pretty toxic stereotypes. And what we don't consider is that we are maybe the most diverse cohort of people in the world, and that we have so many different callings, backgrounds, orientations, identities, careers, passions, goals, and just unique looks. So I kind of try to represent Black people and especially Black women in my work as opposing those stereotypes, not only by representing the variety of people, but by representing the variety of contexts and things that are important and that they're passionate about as well.
Well, do you talk to Black women who see your art in person, do you have conversations about with women who say, I don't think I've seen myself represented this way before? Or does it spark conversations?
Especially lately since My Face is Mural came out. And I worked on that the summer of 2020, and it's now on the site of Jaybird Vintage. And it's representative of all of, it's 94 cases of mob violence and police brutality and violence in the past, like, 10 to 15 years. And a lot of people, especially Black women, commented on that mural in and of itself, kind of talking about, like, how we kind of hear these names, and it's a whole Black Lives Matter, like, say their names movement, but then we don't necessarily consider their faces and understand how they are very similar to people that we encounter in our day-to-day life. And what I realized while making that mural is that everyone on that piece, that 10-foot to 25-foot piece, is, like, close to looking like someone I have known or encountered in my life. So that was kind of eye-opening for not just me, but also the community. And I was representative of Black women and trans women of color in that piece, in a way where I wanted to bring the humanity to people who have been wrongly killed, honestly, and wrongly brutalized.
Please tell me again where we can walk up and see this. You said that.
Oh, sorry. It's on Vine Street, and it's on the side of Jaybird Vintage. So there's Jaybird Vintage, and then the Vine Neighborhood Association, and the Record Shop, and then Crow's Nest. So it's on the back of that little group of buildings.
Oh, so close. Yes. Yes, I know right where that is. So right at the corner of Vine and Westnage, you'll find this mural that I'm speaking with Maya James about. Maya, will you be represented in the Art Hop tomorrow, and where?
Yeah, I'm going to be at the Kalamazoo Defender. It's me and another woman of color artist who's incredibly, like, talented and wonderful, and I love working with her. Her name's Shaquana Espinoza, and she does some amazing work, a lot about, like, the natural world and a lot about Black culture. So we're going to be doing a show together at the Kalamazoo Defender for tomorrow.
Now, I'm racking my memory. I think, Bianca, that Kalamazoo Defender is a relatively new office or a new business which brings together advocates and lawyers for representing people with very few means who need to be defended here in Kalamazoo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I've had the pleasure since I've been on in 2019 at the Arts Council to actually start with the Kalamazoo Defender being an Art Hop stop. In 2019, Wood TV, when they were open, it was really cool. You could go into Wood TV, the Yolanda Lavender from Soul Artistry LCC was curating that space. And then we helped trail people through Wood TV upstairs on the elevator to the level that Kalamazoo Defender is on. And they've had several artists in their space. And this year, they added another floor, which is great. So there's two different floors that there'll be some representatives from Kalamazoo Defender that will help kind of guide people through. And we'll also have a tent outside so that people know that the artists are going to be in that building and help to navigate people from outside to go inside. So we're super excited that Kalamazoo Defender has been able to come back with us, and it's been just a pleasure working with them.
And if you have a look at the Arts Council website, download the app and have it on your phone, you'll also be led right to Kalamazoo Defender as one of the sites for the Art Hop tomorrow night, which starts at 6 o'clock. Maya, before we move on from the topic of your art, I actually would like to hear about what you do beyond a visual art. It says you also are a poet and a photographer. Would you talk a little about that part of your artistic life?
Yes, well, I've dabbled in photography. I've dabbled in poetry. I actually was a freelance journalist for YR Media in my first couple of years of college, and I had some works about controversial subjects, about, like, Black Lives Matter, marijuana legalization, things like that. And some of them were published through the New York Times and USA Today. And so it was like a really great experience. And so I kind of wanted to go further into activism and community organizing. So that's something that I've been doing a lot lately. Last year, we got the Vine Neighborhood Association to work with us to create a Juneteenth party. And it like brought the entire community together. And I started working on the Faces mural. So I really try to integrate my community activism and the things that I'm passionate about into my work and have my work serve as a platform of social change as well.
I'm thinking a lot of us as we listen are like, I need to keep track of what Maya's up to now and in the future. So again, you are online, and I think I didn't quite get it correctly. Let me say it's Maya MJ James, all one word, at .weebly.com. Is there an easier way, or is that how you generally tell people to take?
Yeah, and it's Maya, M-A-Y-A. Sometimes people get a little confused by the spelling. And then also, I have a really active Instagram, which I keep more updated than my website, and that's Maya James Art. So it's at Maya James Art on Instagram.
And just come and say hello at Kalamazoo Defender when your art is on display tomorrow night during the art hop. Well, back to you, Bianca. What else can you tell me about tomorrow night and possibly a little bit in the future? Because June is coming too.
Yes, June is just around the corner in terms of my planning. But yeah, so tomorrow, once again, you know, we have nine artists on Bates Alley, some that you might have seen from April, but we have a really great group of new artists too that you'll be able to check out. And Colors and Cocktails on Kalamazoo Mall is featuring two artists. Kalamazoo State Theater has another artist of woman of color named Stephanie. She will be also on the mall right outside State Theater, where you'll hear some of that nice music. And so for June, we are launching into a lot of things that are happening for the kickoff of our summer. So Art Hop will also be in conjunction with our Art on the Mall. That's going to be downtown. But right now we're working to have Art Hop in a close but different location downtown, so that there can be a difference between the two. But Art in the Mall will be happening at the same time as Art Hop, so you'll be able to also see other artists who are involved in Art Hop, and we'll have the location of that soon.
I was sad to learn that the Kalamazoo Institute of Arts had decided not to stage its first weekend in June annual art fair, but this almost seems like something that takes its place in a way. It's not in Bronson Park, but as you said, Art on the Mall, as I remember, is filled with booths and art and lots of chances to explore.
Yeah, what's great though is that the KIA is they have really a really great setup in terms of their virtual. So they will be having their fair virtually, and also some programming and that will be in Bronson Park. So even though they may not be there physically by the eye, they are still participating and have their group of artists that they're working with virtually. So things are still happening in kind of in this world today. The virtual component and the physical component live together in the same space. And so we're, you know, super excited to just continue to support all of our programs and what we're doing that weekend. And so you certainly can go to their website and look at that a little bit more in depth in terms of details.
Good to know. Really good to know. I only keep a few things in my head at any one time. So I can't imagine what you're juggling for tomorrow as well as for June. And it just occurred to me, Maya, if you're still there, that I wanted to inquire about how you are connected to the Arts Council, if at all. I mean, is this the first time you have been featured as an artist, and or in have you received support in the past? Is the Arts Council a part of an artist's life that is important here in West Michigan?
Yeah, absolutely. So the Arts Council has been really supportive of my career since I kind of started doing work in Kalamazoo. I have been featured in multiple art hubs like the Black Arts and Cultural Center, and at the Art Hub itself, or sorry, Arts Council itself. I feel like Bianca is just so wonderful and so supportive, and it's always just amazing working with them and like having their support and like being in the midst of a wonderful, diverse like organization that's like full of amazing artists and people who support art in general. I feel like Kalamazoo is a really great market for artists because of the opportunities that the Arts Council plugs in and makes available and accessible to all. So I'm really, really proud to be working with you, Bianca. I'm proud to know you.
Me too.
Proud to know you. And also just as a young artist and a young, you know, biracial artist, it's amazing to see somebody like Bianca who looks like me and can be in a position of change in the creative field, and I'm really proud to be working with them. So I think definitely the Arts Council makes Kalamazoo better for artists in general.
I can hear in your voices that it is all for the good, and that you will probably continue your relationship with the Arts Council. You feel understood, accepted, and supported by this organization that's been around for quite a long time.
Absolutely. Couldn't have said it better myself. Yeah, I'm really grateful.
Well, I think we're about ready to wrap up our conversation. So, Bianca, why don't we go over some of the information we've already touched upon. Where do people go to download the new Kalamazoo Art Hop app?
Yes, so they can go to our website and there's some information there, but they also can put in KalamazooArtHop.org and just put that in your search engine and be able to log in from there. And we'll have, again, volunteers and myself and my event coordinator, Charlie, who will be down on the mall in Bates Alley to help assist anyone who might, you know, need some more help kind of navigating through. So we will have people out that will be able to help. And don't worry if you can't get it on your own. We'll have some volunteers out that can assist you.
Wonderful, wonderful. And that's KalamazooArtHop.org to get started, or just head downtown and Charlie will help you out. And so will Bianca in an app that will be updated in June for all the new artists and locations, I imagine. Sounds very fun. It feels like something in the back of my head is I wanted to ask or add something else, but sorry, I can't think of it. We'll just leave it there for today. I really appreciated talking to you, Maya James, and I will be following your work and accomplishments and checking out what you've already done in journalism even. Wow. Bianca, I look forward to the next time we get a chance to talk again. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
This is a track from Jordan Hamilton's latest recording. He is the wonderful Kalamazoo-based cellist and composer, and his latest album is called Vibrations, an all-instrumental album. This is a beautiful, peaceful work called Tidal.